And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who has not abandoned you, listeners. It's just that we haven't had the technology to get to you. The sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Thanks. Thank you.
That was a disclaimer, excuse, and stinky intro all at once.
Wow. We tried to record this twice yesterday.
Twice yesterday, and we had just set up such a nice new little recording space here in the bedroom. I don't know if it's an echo chamber or not. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, it's been, ever since our April, you know, it was like every month we're doing something new. April is just like not getting it right.
No.
It seems to be our something new.
April, yeah, and that's too bad because just when we were starting to get a little momentum, you know, we had... I think we had two regular listeners at that point, and we're probably down to who knows how many.
Oh, boy.
If it's less, there's not many choices, but
right.
Yeah. And now, you know, along with the technical difficulties on the previous computer we were using, now we're using a new computer, and I don't know this yet, but there may be new... I mean, this will already have happened to the listeners, but I don't know right now if we're going to have the same intro and outro music.
Right. Right.
Because we're using a new thing now.
We don't
know. You know by now if we did or not.
Listeners. Yes.
But we haven't done it yet.
That's just know that right now as we're talking, we don't know.
Right. That's the magic of production.
Yeah.
Is we don't know.
We don't know.
But there's been quite a few things have happened in the sports world and other parts of the world as well. We'll try to, you know, touch on whatever's important and all that. But we just wanted to say that, yeah, this month, the thing that we've changed so far is that we have not been good at doing this. And whatever else you say about the quality of what we were doing before, the consistency was there.
Yeah.
And
no
that,
more.
No, but that points to a very interesting thing, which is inertia, which we were both very familiar with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the laws of physics, an object in motion tends to stay in motion. An object at rest
tends to stay at rest.
Very good, Molly. And that happens when you're doing something. We're doing it three times a week with regularity. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
This month started, we changed the format. It was still supposed to be two times a week.
Yep.
Which you would think was easier, but it created some kind of malaise, I think.
Well, no. There's been a lot of factors.
There have been factors.
Tried to do it yesterday, didn't work.
It's true.
We did not do a Facebook Live on Friday, but it was Good Friday, and Valerie was home from school.
And almost all of our listeners are like
devout Catholics.
Devout, like Opus Dei type.
And then Opus Dei and the time.
Yeah.
And then... the week before that, we did a Facebook Live, but it was basically a Facebook Live to say that we were going to be doing them on Fridays.
Right.
We did nothing else.
No, and we did,
But
so,
there was something else going on that we were pressed for time.
You know what? There's always something happening.
It's not like we have nothing going on, just next to nothing.
No, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the plan was to make this our everything.
Right.
But that hasn't paid off, really, like it, we want it to.
No.
We're not going to start charging for this ever.
No, God, no.
But at some point, we will have put some like coin banks around towns, various towns.
Like Little League things, like jugs.
Yeah, we'll send them
registers
to some of our most loyal listeners. We'll send it to them, and they'll put them somewhere in their town, and it'll be like a coin bank.
Okay.
And then we'll have those people then go and turn those coins in and write us a check.
Okay, yeah, that's
it's got to be an easier way.
So if you
want
to sign up for that, just let us know.
Yeah. There's probably an easier way, but I don't know what that is.
I think that's it.
And again, I've got this thing on measures instead of on time. It's very confusing.
We've been going for 123 measures.
Yeah, it becomes very confusing. But a lot of things are happening in the sports world, Molly, that you may or may not be aware of.
Probably mostly not.
But it's going to this is a period of very
dynamic.
Dynamic period in sports. A lot is going on. A lot of it is interesting, and it's going to be on the television.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. And what happens sometimes is, much like when sharks get into a feeding frenzy, or a feeding frenzy, when there's a lot of like playoff games on, and then also there's baseball on and stuff, it's very easy to kind of bounce around through all those things and kind of get into a sports thing where now I got four channels and I'm sportsing them.
Right.
I've been complimented on my remote control handling.
Yeah, by my stepdad.
But on numerous occasions, I've been complimented by him. He marvels at how I'm able to go back and forth, which really any hardcore sports fan has mastered that use.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you saying that it's not a skill? You're saying it's overstated?
It's overstated.
I can't even have this.
No, you can have it. That's fine. It's yours.
Do you think you're as good at flipping the remote control as I am?
Yeah, if I want to. I just never need to flip between four channels. Oh, God. Joe's opening up a V8 energy drink.
It was free.
Today's show brought to you by this free V8
energy white grape raspberry. Oh, I have once before in my life had something as sweet as this. Ugh,
you got to dilute it.
Yeah.
You dilute everything. I dilute Gatorade.
I do dilute Gate.
Deloitte and Touche?
I Deloitte and Touche my Gatorade. That's very sweet.
Okay.
I can remember one other time having something that sweet. Two other times. And it was the same thing, Fruitopia.
Oh.
I've told you that story, right?
I don't know.
I did a print ad for Fruitopia.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a guy with a pail there for me to spit into. Because, you know, I had to be drinking Fruitopia in all these shots.
Right.
This is back when I was a model.
The thing is, you didn't have to be drinking Fruitopia. They could have put anything in there.
Oh, God. You're right.
Yeah.
I wasn't really a model, but it was a print ad. But I had very long hair. I should have kept that long hair. I got a bunch of print ads then.
Well, try it again.
Doesn't matter. Point is, I drank all the Fruitopia, and I wouldn't spit in the bucket because I felt really bad. It was one of the first gigs I had done. I was like, I don't want this person to have to empty my spit. And then I took the train home, and that is the most I've ever had to pee in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Other time, the really sweet thing was also Fruitopia at Lollapalooza in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, boy.
98 degrees.
Who was playing? No, 98 degrees was playing?
No. There was a X-rated puppet show.
Sure.
And I thought Front 242 or Rage Against the Machine was playing Led Zeppelin covers.
But they weren't.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I was under the influence.
Do you think a good embroidery shop name would be Needles to Say?
Needles to Say.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just one S that's different.
That's great. It's a real play on words. Needles to Say.
Needles to Say.
And it's embroidered up in the sign. I mean, an embroidery shop. The font for an embroidery shop.
It has to be embroidered.
It has to
be. Yeah, yeah.
In fact, it's a crime. No, I'm not going to do it. But I was going to say, I'd like to find an embroidery sign that isn't and mock them.
God, just do anything else.
We don't have a cough button.
No.
But this new recording atmosphere we are doing is in some ways maybe superior to what we had before.
Very laid back. Now we're both sitting on the bed.
Yeah. Before, I was sitting in a chair, and you were sitting on a bed.
Yeah.
Now we are both sitting on a bed.
Previously, we were both in chairs.
Soon we'll both be lying down, and then we'll just hit record while we sleep.
Yeah.
It'll be like an Andy Warhol movie, but it'll be a podcast.
Can I tell you one other store idea?
I hope someone got that reference. Go ahead.
The store itself is unlikely, but it's like a discount kind of urgent care where you do your own stitches, and it's called Suit Yourself.
You need to be a stand-up comedian.
No, I just want to name stores.
We have friends who name things.
We know a person who names things.
And we have friends who are friends with her.
Okay.
Friends of a friend.
Great.
Friend of a friend. That's a shout out to Ithamar Enriquez, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there was some sports stuff, Molly, and...
Right. Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Basketball.
Playoffs.
Hockey.
Playoffs. Do you know who that is?
Some coach.
Nice. Jim Mora Sr. Playoffs. I can't... Playoffs? That was a pretty good... That was not a audio clip. That was me doing an impression of an audio.
Even I thought it was an audio.
Playoffs. So the NBA playoffs and the hockey playoffs are happening. Our beloved Chicago Blackhawks are down 3-0.
Yeah.
They're the number one seed against the 8 seed, and they could be swept.
Who are they playing?
The Nashville Predators.
Oh, give me a break.
They do have a very, very cool
Predators
mascot. You know what their mascot is?
some guy like looking through the fence at a playground. Jesus Christ. The Predators.
The Nashville Jesus. Predators.
What a terrible name.
Well, they couldn't use molesters.
God.
I never even thought of it. The Nashville Predators. That's awful.
Is awful.
But, well, you know what? It's not. That is what you said.
Is not. Oh, that's not it?
No.
Okay.
That'd be a great idea, though. It's a saber-toothed tiger, which I got to
say. Just call yourself the Saber-toothed Tigers. Better name. The Predators.
Sabers. Saber-teethers.
The tooths.
The teethers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that's who they're losing to right now. Okay. That would be awful if they lost, but it's pretty likely. It's like 99% that they're going to lose.
Yeah, at this point, come on.
Okay. And in basketball playoffs, you know, what do you know about those, Maul?
Not much.
Yeah, exactly.
We saw part of the Memphis-San Antonio game, right?
Yeah.
The other day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's all I know.
Okay,
they're playing each other.
I see. You were referencing mm-hmm. just something that was on.
That good. Happened.
Yeah. Yes. That's very good.
Brothers. Brothers right. against brothers.
My daughter went to a New York Rangers game.
Yeah.
My teen daughter.
Yeah, I know which one.
She yeah. was in the New York tri-state area visiting her relatives.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't tell me about it until I found out from, you know,
I knew.
Other people. You knew.
Yeah. Instagram, my friend.
Instagram, yeah.
You should just look at it, even if you don't.
I don't follow anyone on Instagram. I didn't know I was on Instagram until someone was like, hey, man, I tagged you on an Instagram thing. And I was, what? And then I didn't even have Instagram on my phone.
Yeah.
But somehow I had set up an account on the computer somehow. What a dumb idea.
Hmm. That is dumb.
Well, I do dumb stuff sometimes.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. So Nebraska had their spring game, Molly. Do you know what a spring game is?
It's like a practice, right?
Yep.
And you know what I remember, I guess 3 years ago, we did a road trip from Chicago to your parents' house.
Yeah.
And we were at some rest stop eating, and you saw people who
had been to the Notre Dame
there or something. Yeah.
The Notre Dame.
The Notre Dame. So this is all colleges do this.
Yes.
All
big football schools do. But only one school had more people at their spring game than Nebraska. Guess how many people came to this practice, this scrimmage?
60,000.
80,000 people.
I was going to guess 80. You were going to be mad.
No, no. They paid $10 each, I think.
Well, that's fair.
Sure, but 800 grand just for the...
Yeah.
I mention this because it's so obscure. Most people who are sports fans, this is not even... Because, A, you have to be basically a fan of maybe one of 25 college football teams.
Yeah.
And then they do this recruiting. So it's really a big party for all these high school kids who come to visit the school.
Right.
And what's unusual at Nebraska, and these kids mention it, the fans know who they are as they come out. These are high school kids, and they're like, hey, you're Keyshawn Johnson Jr. They recognize them because they are all obsessive.
Very involved, as you are.
Yes, yes.
Because you know what, Joe?
One of these Nebraska recruits, we talked about this, although we didn't.
No, we didn't.
I was going to talk about it. Yeah, one of Nebraska's recruits is... at the high school that you went to.
Yeah. And that, let me just explain how remarkable that is.
Yeah.
My high school is a preschool through 12th grade prep school, not known for grooming.
In any other state, your high school would not have a football team.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. It's just like.
Maybe in
like,
Florida it would.
Well, here it's just like Harvard Westlake.
Oh, they have a very
like
good
that.
Team, though. Schools like.
And I will say, actually, these days, I don't know of anyone who has gone on to play football in college, which isn't to say no one has, but there have been, I've seen a few, like soccer is big at our school, tennis.
Sure. And SMU is, I guess it's not close to your school.
No, it's close to our house.
Yes.
I think when I was in high school, I went to a couple of games. But they're not like everyone on Friday night goes to the football games at all.
Which is, you know, in
maybe
Texas,
they are now,
that's
although
unusual.
Who knows? Maybe they are. But it certainly wasn't that way. So that and there's only like 90 students in a class. So this is a small school.
Right. So they only have probably, you know, assuming that it's 50-50 men, women, they're only picking from less than 200 students for their team.
Yeah.
That's, wow. Yeah.
And probably way less, like probably 80 go out for the, maybe
Oh, yeah. Certainly. If I mean, the advantage is that it's Texas, but the disadvantage is that it's so small of a school. Well, but yeah, I'm going to try to have Molly work her school connections to give this guy some money. I'm kidding. He's not a five star. And we're not the SEC at Nebraska. We don't do that. We don't cheat like that.
Okay.
I'm out of ideas. I had some stuff about the cheese you were eating last time we recorded our podcast.
The Havarti? The Costco Havarti?
Yeah. Yesterday when we tried to record, we had two great intros.
Yeah.
And I couldn't use either of them now.
Because I had that cheese aftertaste.
You had a cheese aftertaste, which, yeah, that was really going to dominate the podcast had we done it yesterday. So in a way, I guess it's a good thing that we didn't do it.
Well, that's why I'd gone up to get something else, a palate cleanser of sorts. The cheese aftertaste was very strong.
Would you like to take a taste of this energy drink?
I'll try a little.
And I don't know. It's got 80 milligrams of caffeine. I don't know what a cup of coffee has or whatever. I don't know if this is a lot or not.
Well, I'll look it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is sweet.
It is very sweet, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't.
But it's a full serving of vegetables and fruit.
Oh God!
What?
it's just do one thing, V8.
I know there's everything in here. There's vitamin B.
So let's see, caffeine.
Oh,
keep
this
talking.
Is exciting.
Yeah, just keep talking.
All right. You know, if anyone records music, and
95
wants to
milligrams.
Send us,
so less than a cup of coffee.
Less than a cup of coffee, but far more than the price of a cup of coffee.
Definitely.
Although this was free for us, but I think it's probably like $2. So that's less than a cup of coffee. It's not even as good as having a cup of coffee then.
No.
I should have a carrot and a cup of coffee if that's what I want.
Sure.
Ugh. It probably tastes better.
Definitely.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Well, it was free.
They're not our sponsor anymore. I'm sorry.
Can Costco brand Havarti be our sponsor?
Yes. It's not. To be fair, it's not Kirkland.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just available there.
It's a good cheese.
Even our daughter likes it. At first, she would only eat circle cheese, which is provolone, and now she'll eat this square cheese.
Although she did make me bite it into a circle one time.
Are you kidding?
No. I may have offered, because that's just the right amount of cheese for me, the outside of a circle of cheese from
please.
A square.
Oh, that's just the right amount for me.
I will concur that Havarti cheese should be our sponsor for this episode. Because it's a very good melting cheese.
Ooh, yeah.
You can even melt it onto the, it can get on the pan and it won't stick to the pan and it'll kind of harden in a good, like, crunchy way.
Yeah.
Very good melting cheese. Often it's served with dill.
I don't know if that's true, that often it is, but Trader Joe's has an excellent dill Havarti.
Dill Havarti is kind of a thing.
Okay.
But this Havarti, it's from Wisconsin. I wish I could give the brand name of it, but Wisconsin.
Not allowed to.
Wisconsin makes quality food products.
Sure.
You know, that root beer. Sprecher root beer is great. A lot of good beers in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
What's the burger place? Culver's?
Culver's. Yep. Very good. Get a shake at Culver's if you ever go there.
Cheese curds.
Oh, quality stuff all around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought I'd have
Your
more.
Mexican food is really good.
In Wisconsin?
No, I don't know.
You threw me there for a second.
I know.
There's probably some good Mexican food. There's almost good Mexican food everywhere nowadays.
You can find something good everywhere.
It's hard to find great pasta in the deep south.
What?
Yep.
Based on what? One trip to Atlanta and what can you walk to from the hotel?
I guess I can't make any proclamations.
Not like that. It's hard to find good pasta in the deep south. That is
I think that's a fair thing to say. My parents couldn't get Parmesan cheese when they lived in Tennessee. Now that's in
40 years ago.
That is in the early 70s.
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't call Tennessee the deep south personally, but whatever.
Well, you're from Texas. you look at everything differently.
Whatever.
Molly's a big proponent of the Cal exit thing. No, you're not. Wow.
Is that it?
Well, I was just thinking of how nervous I am about what our outro music is going to be.
Yeah, you better compose different. Something.
I got to do some work.
I could just sing it.
Well, now we have to end kind of now.
Why? You can just sample that for later.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. I may.
That was good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
That'll be our new outro. That'll get pretty annoying, I think, eventually. I think.
All right.
So there's no, I mean, you know, sports,
there's one thing
baseball.
On your list that you haven't read, which is Yankees good.
Oh, yeah. The Yankees they've won like 7 in a row at home. Yankees good.
Yankees good. Me do show.
Me like Yankees
me
good.
Me talk sports cast.
I mean, the Yankees are always good historically. They're the greatest team in team sports. But, yeah, right now they're good, and that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Can you name any New York Yankees right now?
Yes. Jacoby Ellsbury.
Very good.
Because his name is very funny to me.
It is a funny name. There's other names you can name. I bet you can do 5 Yankees.
CeCe Sabathia.
Boom.
Is Teixeira still on the Yankees?
No. Retired.
Okay. Ooh, it's tough these days.
Yeah, it is actually.
A lot of people, I feel like I could tell you the lineup like 4 or 5 years ago.
Sure. Now, can you tell their catcher shares the same name as Adam McKay's production company?
What is his production company?
Gary Sanchez.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Sanchez. Never mind.
You thought it was
yeah.
Dirty Sanchez, Molly.
Okay, so that's 3.
Yeah. Years ago on Twitter page,
yeah,
I put some links to him saying, "Is this you guys?" Because he was a minor league draft pick by the Yankees and I knew about him. They didn't reply.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are there any other pitchers I still know?
Let's see. Do you know the Cuban guy who was on the Cubs who they got back?
No.
Aroldis Chap.
Men.
All right. That doesn't count, but Dellin Batan.
Nope. Duh.
Sis. Michael Pineda.
Nope.
Luis Severino.
Who's the guy who wore like the really thick version of your necklace who like hurt himself on a trampoline?
Is that AJ Burnett?
No.
Hurt himself on a trampoline?
Yeah. I thought.
Oh, yeah.
He was injured. Maybe I'm confusing.
And he was a
story.
Yankee. Was it Nick?
He wore the braided necklace. I feel like he was a reliever, maybe.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Now that's going to make me crazy.
That's great. Well, then we should probably end now. That's how I like you.
Well, I'm going to look it up. Should I try to look it up right now?
How are you going to look it up? What are you going to?
With my thumb.
You're going to look up guy who wore braided necklace?
I'll look up Yankee pitchers.
Oh,
I feel like it started with a B.
Don't misspell pitchers. You'll just get Yankee
pitchers.
Oh, my God.
It's all water pitchers.
I'd take a Yankee pitcher.
That's a great idea, actually, to have
a line of pitchers with their faces on them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. Molly, now we have to erase this because there's entrepreneurs who are going to steal our idea.
Okay.
Damn it.
I
want
to try
pitchers.
To think of it on my own, but I won't.
No, you won't. All right. Well, now here's a question for you and for the listeners. If we're doing this once a week, do we have to make it longer?
No.
Okay.
No one wants that.
All right. Just the fact that we're going to get this on will be an accomplishment at this point. And again, yeah. So now... April had been our new format where we're doing one podcast and one live video broadcast. But at this point, April has become, let's just get through this month.
I agree.
You know? And I hope you're having the same kind of April. tax day was just now.
Oh, that's right. Today.
Tax
so
day.
Late.
Oh, geez. Awful. Today? It was Tuesday?
Because yesterday was a holiday in a couple of places.
What day?
Including D.C. Well, it was Patriots Day in Massachusetts. In D.C., it's something else. And then, it was the weekend. They don't do it on the weekend. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. So you actually had a couple extra days to keep your money this year.
True.
But, I hope everybody got a refund, and I hope you're listening still. And stick with us through this bumpy month here. You know what they say about
bumpy
April?
Bumpy month. It's bumpy.
Out in like a lamb.
Out like a lion. Is that what we're going for?
Nope.
No. Okay.
All right. Hopefully there'll be music after this. Thanks for listening.
Bring it down.